The Millennium Star, the world's rarest diamond, said to be flawless. It is a centerpiece for a stunning De Beers collection, arguably the most value collection ever created, priced over $400 million. The 203.04 carat diamond was about to be stolen, or so we thought. This is The Real Steals, and we're your hosts. On today's podcast, we will tell you about the Millennium Dome heist, another heist gone wrong.
In southeast London, next to the Thames River, is the largest dome in the world, the Millennium Dome. The dome has a concert hall, several bars, restaurants, exhibition space, and a vault. During November 7, 2000, the De Beers collection was in the vault.
Ray Betson was the leader of the Sweeney's gang. He made his money buying goods from abroad and exported them illegally. In 1999 and 2000, he was involved in three raids that left him stockless and broke. He wanted to take his family to Marbella, but now had no money for the trip.
Aldo ran into debt chasing a girl. He wanted to leave to America and start a new life with her, but couldn't afford to go.
Robert Adams was plasterer by trade. He went to Saudi Arabia for work for 6 months. He was betrayed by his best friend, who moved into his house with his wife. His friend threatened him with a kitchen knife when he arrived. They fought of possession until Robert gained control and stabbed him. He turned himself in, got 6 years, and met a gang. Ray recruited him the day before.
Terrence Millman had spent 14 years in jail for armed robbery charges. He was diagnosed with cancer, leaving him on his last leg, but he decided that this was going to be his final robbery for him, and he was going to go out with a bang.
Kevin Meredith had no previous offenses by not paying his TV bill. Bill Cockram was Ray Betson's best friend. He found out the security was so bad that he had to do it.
Jack Carter is one of the most dangerous men in Britain. He rose to the top, being the most successful drug trafficker in the world. He had escaped arrest several times and decided he wanted a break from the bloody drug world. He reverted back to robberies and fraud, being the big man who watched from afar. Ray and him had a mutual friendship, so he referred him for the job.
A buyer for the diamonds was found by Jack Carter with his international connection. Gem smuggler Alexia was the buyer. He had connections in Russia, which would cause little trouble selling it. A foolproof plan was made to steal the collection and sell it. The plan had happened that summer.
September 1, 2000, they started surveillance in the dome. Lee Wenham, Raymond Betson, and William Cockram had a video camera that they used to record their walk through the dome. Terry Millman was the getaway driver. His job was to drive up and down the Thames River to find the best escape route. In October, they were finally ready to set their plan in action.
The heist was aborted, their speedboat malfunctioned, and the plan was to put on hold. On November 6th, they were going to try again. They had to abort a second time due to the Thames River. The gang saw that the tide was too low to escape. The next day, the Thames River had a high tide. The plan was ready for action. The powerboat glided up to Queen Elizabeth Jetty. Terry Millman cuts the two engines to avoid drawing attention.
November 7, 2000, at 9:30 a.m., the four men posed as builders, started up an old dozer, and charged towards the wire fence surrounding the dome. The four men were wearing gas masks and armor while wielding smoke bombs and nail guns. as they rammed through the building. Karachi lobbed smoke bombs and fired nail guns at visitors before reaching the money zone. The door was narrow, leading into the vault, and Adams and Kalkaram slipped in before seeing the Millennium Diamond.
The room was pitch black with only the display and the display lamps on a tall cylindrical glass display case was located in the center of the room. Other wooden display cases lined the back wall. In them were 11 blue diamonds worth over $18 million. Nothing in the room could compare to the glass case. They approached the glass case to see the Millennium Diamond resting on a steel podium. They dropped their equipment and got to work. The men hammered at the reinforced glass cases with hammers, sledgehammers, and electric nail guns. The police were on to them from the start. A flying squad informer gave them a tip-off at the beginning of the summer for suspicion that they were behind an earlier robbery. The gang was being watched and were spotted at the dome. They had film equipment that they used to film the museum. They showed up a couple more times until the police noticed a pattern. A boat had been spotted in the Tamas River with Terry Millman as the driver. Police had figured out that the De Beers collection was the target on November 6th. The police took the diamond collection and switched it out with replicas. Several officers posed as janitors with concealed guns and placed a false wall with heavily armed officers behind it. The gang had been considered armed and dangerous. The dome had opened as usual with a school field trip there and many people inside. The gang busted through the wall and terrorized the people as two slipped away to the vault. The police were waiting behind a false wall to catch them in the act. They were caught red-handed busting through the glass case. Alex, a 17-year-old, was on duty that night. He said that it was a shock to know that the diamond was rarely in the building. Most people were looking at fakes.
The aftermath was a bit different for each of the gang members. Lee Wenham was sentenced to 4 years due to conspiracy to steal. Raymond Betson and William Cockrum were given 18 years for conspiracy to rob. Terry Millman passed away from cancer before his trial on November 8, 2001. Aldo Kurochi and Robert Adams received 15 years of prison. Kevin Meredith acquired 5 years in jail for conspiracy to steal. Also, one of the diamonds on display during the raid was a pear-shaped rare blue diamond. This diamond was sold a few months later. William Cockrum was given legal aid to sue the Metropolitan Police Service. He claimed that he was assaulted by a police officer as he was laying handcuffed on the floor.
Jack Carter was arrested for fraud in the late 2000s. He was found an accomplice to the crimes and is now serving dozens of years in jail. This is the Real Steals podcast signing off. Tune in next week for more heists gone horribly wrong.